Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to discuss today is actually an explanation and a further explication of the fast or the optional fast which the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept or urged others to keep. The foremost among them is the fast of Muharram, the 10th of Muharram. And it is known that the Prophet fasted on the 10th of Muharram. And one of the reasons for this perhaps was that the Quraysh also fasted on this day. And another reason which is cited is that once the Jews also fasted on that day. And when the Prophet asked the Jews that why did they fast on this day, they said this is the day when the Israelites under the leadership of Moses were liberated from the shackles of slavery of the Pharaoh. So that's why they fast on this day. At this, the Prophet is reported to have remarked that we have a deeper relationship with Moses than the Jews, so therefore we will also fast on this day. Now, another important fast which the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have kept is the fast of the 9th of Zilhajj, which is the Yawm al-Arafah. And when he himself did the Hajj, he did not fast on this 9th of Zilhajj, obviously, understandably because of the hardship which already was there because of Hajj. He did not want to add another hardship of keeping the fast on the 9th of Zilhajj. And he is also reported to have said that a person who fasts on the day of Arafah, then his previous year's sins and the next year's sins shall be forgiven, obviously on their own principles. Similarly, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has reported to have said that a person who fasts the month of Ramadan and then he follows it up with 6 fasts of Shawwal, then he will be a person who has, he'll be like a person who has fasted all his life. So these are the fasts of Shawwal which he recommended. Another set of fasts which he himself observed were 3 fasts, which any 3 days of the month he used to fast, and he said very similar words as he said regarding the fast of Shawwal. And he said that a person who fasts any 3 days of the month is like a person who fasts all his life. So these are also recommended. However, these days have not been fixed. So any 3 days the fast can be observed on any 3 days. Similarly, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also reported to have fasted on Mondays and Thursdays. And when he was asked, his reply was that these are the days on which the accounts of people are presented before the Almighty. And also he said on Monday was his birthday. And Monday is also the day on which the revelation of the Quran began. So these are two other recommended days of fasting. Other than that, we know that the Prophet was very, very adamant in fasting in the month of Shaban. And it is said that after Ramadan, the month in which he fasted the most was the month of Shaban. And besides these optional fasts, which I have just referred to, Muslims, of course, can observe fasts whenever they want to on other days. And they also carry a great reward. But these are the fasts which I have explained before you were the ones which were kept by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he urged them, or urged Muslims to keep them. Akulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.